the Word of God said that eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But they're revealed unto us by His Spirit. And I believe that without doing any injustice to the Word of God, that eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man. Just as it's not entered in how wonderful heaven must be, I believe it's not entered into the heart of man how awful, how terrible, how dreadful hell is this morning. Amen. I got a text from Brother Brian yesterday, and he told me that he would be out of town. I think we're going to be visiting some friends in a church there where they used to go, and I hope they don't keep them. Amen. I hope we get them back, don't you? Yeah. Amen. But Brother Brian said, he said, you get Luis to do the announcements in the morning. And I thought, well, we'll fix him. We'll just get Luis to do them. And I went back there and I said, Luis, you want to make the announcement? He said, no, everybody knows I'm saved. No, I said, no, Luis, not that announcement. The announcement's in the bulletin. Do them for your dad. He said, are you crazy? So I guess I am crazy, Luis. Amen. 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 Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Ephesians this morning. I do thank you for being here, and I thank the Lord for the sweet Holy Spirit and the singing, the choir singing, and there's some places today that maybe they wouldn't understand why you'd want to sing songs like the songs about Calvary. And I'm just glad we're still singing them. Those are the songs that stir my heart. They cause me to want to worship. Amen. Caused me to want to bow at His feet. In Ephesians chapter 5 this morning, I want to read a few verses of Scripture. And we're going to be preaching throughout the chapter in different places. I'll call your attention to a few things, just kind of give you an overview. But the Bible said in verse number 1, be ye followers of God, or be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Boy, I just picked up on something. Ain't God good? I just picked up on something. I missed that word, therefore. And just as quick as I saw the word, therefore, I looked up. And the Bible said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed till the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Boy, this fits right with the message. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. When he said, be ye therefore followers of God. You know what he's saying? Because now we know that if we don't follow him, then we're going to grieve him. Amen. And if we don't follow him, then we're not going to be able to be kind one to another. And we're not going to be able to forgive one another. We're not going to be able to be tenderhearted. So Paul said, be ye therefore. Well, that's good. Followers of God as dear children. And then he said, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. And I didn't mark all these verses, so I want to go down. I do want to read in verse number 16. The Bible said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. There are several phrases that I picked up on, and I doubt we'll get past the first one. But the first one that I picked up on is in verse number 2. And I want to preach this morning for a little while on this subject. Because the days are evil, walk in love. The Word of God said, walk in love. And I believe especially because the days are evil. And remember, Paul is writing this 2,000 years ago. And I believe that, you know, Paul is writing this before the days when... We were legalizing gambling and legalizing drunkenness and legalizing murder by killing the babies. Amen. And he's talking about an evil day even in his day. And before it became legal for a man and a man to say that they're married, and a woman and a woman. So if it was an evil day in Paul's day, what is it today? It's an evil day. And the Word of God said, walk in love. If you go on down there in verse number 8, I just now found it. I've just given you an overview. But the second thing that he emphasizes, he said, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. And then he said, walk as children of light. So he tells me to walk in love, and then he tells me to walk in light. And I thought there was going to be a third series of messages, but I'm not sure now. But the Bible said in verse number 15 to walk circumspectly. Can I say this to you? I believe if we walk in love and we walk in light, the third one really doesn't even need to be emphasized. I believe it'll be an automatic. We'll be walking circumspectly for the glory of God. Amen. And I appreciate that. Let's pray together. Father, we love you this morning and thank you for loving us. I pray, dear God, that you'd clothe us in our calling. Help us this morning, our Father, to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season. Help us, our Lord, this morning to walk in love. Help us, our God, as a church, Lord. Lord, when families come in, they would know that they've been loved. And God, I pray that, Lord, when we go out on visitation, God, that sinners would know that they're loved. I pray, God, that the missionaries would know that they're loved. And I pray, God, that, Lord, that no one would ever come in and leave our church and not know that they're loved. And God, I pray today that, Lord, you would help us, and God, will give you glory for all you do. Save that one this morning. Lord, you're dealing in that heart. You're drawing them with cords of compassion. I pray, God, you'd save that individual this morning that's nearest the flames of hell. And I pray, Lord, you'd just pluck them from the brands this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Word of God is talking about walking here in love. I want to pick up on a phrase, first of all. I don't know how far we'll get today. We'll just try to mind the Lord. But the Bible said, walk in love. And then it uses this little phrase, as Christ. You know, the Lord doesn't ask us to do something and then not tell us how to do it. Amen. I'm reminded years ago, a preacher said, preachers tell people they ought to pray, and then they never teach them anything about praying. Teach them how they ought to be a witness and never teach them anything about being a witness. Teach them how they ought to be faithful and never teach them from the Word of God why that they ought to be faithful. But the Bible said here, walk in love, and then it uses a little phrase, as Christ. I think this is interesting. I want you to see it this morning. I'll try to save these for last, but this little phrase is found three times in this chapter. Three times in this chapter. In other words, Paul is not admonishing us to do something without any example whatsoever. He's saying, look at your Savior. Look to Christ. And as Christ walked in love, that's how I want you to walk in love. The phrase, as Christ, is used 8 times in the Word of God. How many believes to be a Christian certainly ought to mean that we endeavor to live our lives as Christ would have us to live them. Amen. And so I believe that's what is being emphasized in the Word of God. Listen to these 8 times. I'll give you 5 of them. Then we'll get into Ephesians 5, the 3 times they're used there. He said, therefore we're buried with him by baptism. This is in Romans 6 and 4. And our new converts, they know, I'm sure they already know that they need to be getting baptized. And we'll be talking with them about that and setting a date to do that. But the Bible said we're buried with him by baptism, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead
Oh, listen this morning. Brother Ralph is talking about hope. When we go down there to the cemetery with our loved ones, what the Bible's saying is, as Christ was raised from the dead, one day, thank God, they're going to get up just like He did. Amen. And that is the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Bible said, now watch, we're buried with Him by baptism, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of God the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. So we're supposed to walk as Christ in the newness of life. In Romans 15 and 7, the Bible said, wherefore receive you one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. I'll tell you something right now. I thank God for our church. I thank God for our people. But if we would ever become one of those churches, amen, like we form a circle and dare anybody to break into it, oh, listen, we're missing it, amen. I'm telling you what the Word of God said here, hallelujah. There was a day when He received me, and I ought to receive others just like He did me, amen. Amen. The Bible talked about as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Galatians 4:14. And my temptation which was in my flesh, you despised not nor rejected, but you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. The Bible, I'm not going to go into it, but the Bible talks about how some had entertained angels unawares. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, if we would not receive others, then many times we would not receive Christ, amen, into our midst. That's what the Apostle Paul is saying. And then if you go to Colossians 3 and verse number 13, the Bible said, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, even if any man have a quarrel against any, even, here's the phrase, as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And then in 1 Peter 4 and 1, how many's been forgiven this morning? You know what that makes me want to do? It makes me want to forgive. Amen. It makes me want to forgive others along the way. The Bible said in 1 Peter 4:1, for as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. Oh, this outfit running up and down the road telling you that if you love God and you'll walk with God, you'll never suffer. I believe they've never read the Scripture. Amen. And certainly if they have, they've not understood. Amen. As He is in this world, so are you and so are me that love Him. Amen. And then Ephesians chapter 5, now the three times it's used, the Bible said, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. In Ephesians 5 and verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. I'm telling you, that's a precious phrase in the Word of God. It's used eight times in the Bible. And then in Ephesians 5 and verse 25, boy, this is the one that just takes the cake. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen. Oh, beloved friend, we need to walk in love. I believe there's five things I want to show you here as far as walking in love this morning. I don't know how many of them we'll get to, but I believe it'll be a blessing. That is my prayer, because the days are evil. Because the days are evil. Have you ever been sitting in a restaurant? Have you ever been sitting in a restaurant and maybe a family come in, a mom, a dad? I said a mom, a dad. We're not calling that other stuff family. Say amen. We never will. Amen. A mom and a dad and their children. Amen. That come in. Have you ever been sitting there and just watched them bow their heads and pray over their meal? And just watch them. Amen. A fellowship and have joy together. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say the love of God is being manifested. Amen. What this world needs, my friend, is a manifestation in our churches, in our families, through our missionaries, in our everyday walk of life, a manifestation of the precious love of God that He has shown to you and shown to me. The Bible said, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Now listen to me this morning. I'm not at all trying to diminish from the walk in love. But there's a lot of people that preach love unbalanced. I'm just going to read some passages of Scripture that will balance this out and that will help us. I just want to make this statement this morning. There have been times in my life when I thought I was walking in love. Love is not an emotion. Listen to me, am I right? Love is a commitment, amen. There have been times in my life when I thought I was walking in love. But listen, if I'm walking in disobedience, you'll understand when I read the Scripture that I'm not walking in love. Watch what the Bible said now. I'm not going out here by myself. The Bible said in Exodus chapter 20, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me. God loves to show mercy. But then he said this, and keep my commandments. You cannot separate walking in love from walking in obedience. Amen. A youngin that loves their mom and dad wants to obey their mom and dad. Amen. I'm telling you, when we as God's youngins love him, then we want to walk, amen, in the way that he instructs us to walk in the Word of God. The Bible repeats it verbatim, word for word. Exodus 26 is repeated in Deuteronomy 5 and 10. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now let me just clear something up. You say, preacher, you're in the Old Testament. Yeah, but I'm going to get in the New Testament in a minute. Amen. The same principle is taught in the New Testament. You say, now preacher, if you're not careful, you're going to preach a works salvation. Well, I guess if I wasn't careful, maybe that'd be the way it'd be read. That's why I'm being careful. I don't want to be classified with those that preach that you have to earn your salvation or work your salvation. I'm just telling you this morning, not about a works salvation, but I'm telling you about a salvation that is portrayed in the Word of God that works. Amen. A salvation that finds us just like we are, saves us just like we are, but a salvation that will never leave us just like we are. When he comes into our heart and comes into our life, he begins immediately to work and to will of his own good pleasure in our lives. And I'm going to say this. Any individual that's genuinely saved loves that. They want that. They know what their way led them to. Amen. And they want God's way. And they want God's love. Listen to what the Bible said in Proverbs 8:17. God said, I love them that love me. You say, preacher, that's wisdom talking. Let me say this. Anytime wisdom's talking, that's God talking. Somebody help me right there. Christ is made unto us wisdom, the Word of God said. He said, I love them that love me. And those that seek me early shall find me. John chapter 14 and verse number 15. Jesus said this. If you love me, keep my commandments. John chapter 14 and verse number 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. I like that. The Bible said in 1 John 2 and verse number 4, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. And the truth is not in him. You say, preacher, you got no business preaching that strong. I didn't preach. I just read a verse of Scripture. Amen. I'm telling you, my friend, listen, this world is mixed up. If they think that salvation finds you like you are and leaves you like you are, oh no, salvation will find you like you are, but it will not leave you like you are. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Jesus is telling us here to walk in love. We ought to love the Savior. If we're going to walk in love, we ought to love the Savior. 1 John 2 and verse number 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought also himself so to walk, even as he walked. Peter and John, you remember? The Bible said there in Acts chapter number 3, I believe it was early on in their ministry, after Jesus ascended back to heaven. The Bible said that they perceived that they were ignorant and unlearned men. But the Word of God said this, they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. Can I say what we need in Bloomingdale is for somebody to take knowledge. Brother John, you taught in Sunday school. Amen. Take knowledge that our blessings are not just food. Our blessings not just clothes. Our blessings not just a roof over our head. Our blessings not just a church house to meet in. But somebody lives on the inside of us and has given us joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the walk in love. Love the Savior. The Bible said in 1 John 2 and verse number 9, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. To walk in love is to walk in obedience. I can remember my mama. Oh, bless the Lord. We lived on an old farm, and mama was pregnant. I don't know which one she was pregnant with, but she had 6 young'uns. I'm the oldest and ugliest of 6. It gets better from here as you go down. Amen. But my little brother, I'm telling you, mama got on him for something, and he knew he was fixing to get a whooping. Amen. There's a difference in a whipping than a whooping. A whipping's 2 or 3 licks. A whooping's 2 or 3 licks shy of eternity. Amen. And mama wanted to give him a whooping. Amen. If she could have got a hold of him, she would have. And he took off running. And mama was done in that duck stage. Amen. She couldn't run anymore. Amen. She was real big with one of those sisters because Donnie was the last boy. I can remember mama standing on the porch saying, that's all right, son. You'll get hungry. Can I tell you, my friend, that in order to get to the table, listen, what an illustration. He was going to have to come back through mama. There's a lot of God's people been away from the table for a lot of years. But you'll have to come back through the Father. Amen. If it means chastisement, then you'll just have to bear up under it. If it means correction, if it means something needs to be corrected, to walk in love, we got to walk with Him. For God is love. Love the Savior. Love the Savior. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. I believe this morning that the Lord wants us to love Him, don't you? I believe He wants us, well, I can't probably quote it verbatim, but God hung all the law and prophets on 2 commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, your strength. And the second is like unto the first, love your neighbor as yourself. God took all of the law and all the commandments and hung them right there. I'm going to tell you, there's something about this walking in love. It'll take care of a lot of things in our lives. Amen. It'll take care of a lot. I didn't say in your life. I said our lives. It'll take care of a lot of things in our lives. Amen. If we'll walk in love. First thing is just love the Savior. I see that in the chapter. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. You know, Jesus told His disciples, August the 1st, isn't it? That'll be the first Saturday in August, right? Is that a Saturday, Brother Johnny? I just got thinking about something last night, Brother Johnny. We're visiting that morning. But we can have a big day, can't we, Brother? We can do God's work and have a good time too, amen, and have a prayer meeting with the young people that evening and have a good time with them. That's what we're planning on doing, amen. But listen to me. I believe with all of my heart, if we're going to follow Him, then we must obey Him. If we're going to be followers of Him, then we must obey Him. So we need to love the Savior. Be therefore followers of God as dear children. I don't know about you this morning, but there's one thing that thrills me. I'm one of His. And there's another thing that thrills me. I'm not the only one. I beat that. Think about what I just said. Brother Ralph, I'm glad I'm not the only one. I'm glad God's got youngins scattered out all over this globe. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. To get around them and to serve the Lord with them. It's a blessing. I've been trying to encourage our church when other churches are in revival to try to support and try to help, because we're not alone. We're in this thing together. We're not the only one that's hooked up to the plow that's headed to glory. Amen. There are other pastors and other people plowing as well. Want to love the Savior. The second thing that I see this morning, listen, as we're getting ready to go out, get back to my thought, amen. Sometimes them rabbits run a lot further down that trail than they need to run, amen. You say, preacher, why do you use an outline? Because I would like to get back on the track after I get off, amen. That's why. But I was thinking about going out into the community and giving out gospel tracts, and God willing, we'll have flyers printed up for our revival coming up with Brother Billy Mitchell. And, you know, Jesus, he said to his disciples, now listen to me carefully, this is important. Some of them were fishermen. Peter was a fisherman. And he said, I want you to follow me. Now watch this. Watch this. He said, follow me. Now in some texts it says this, and I will make you fishers of men. And I don't think the texts disagree with one another. I just think one word, it explains the text. Jesus said in another text, he said, follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. If we will walk with him, the day will come when we want to go fishing. Amen. When we want to tell somebody what he's done for us. When we want to tell somebody about, Brother John, those spiritual blessings that he gives. About how good it is to lay down at night with peace in our heart and know that if Jesus comes before the sun comes up, it's all right. I got a better place to go. Bloomingdale is full of people that know nothing of that peace. Know nothing of that joy. Know nothing of a relationship with him. We ought to love the Savior. But the second thing here I see in the chapter, we ought to love the sinner. You say, preacher, how in the world do you get that out of Ephesians chapter 5? Well, I'll show you. It's how the Lord spoke to my heart, and boy, did he speak to my heart. Look in verse number 3. The Bible said, but fornication. How many would say fornication is sin? Well, that was weak. How many would say fornication is sin? I appreciate the support, but you know, really, God's word's going to stand whether anybody supports it or not. God said it's sin. Now watch, watch, watch. And uncleanness. How many believes uncleanness is sin? And covetousness. How many believes that's sin? And then the Bible said, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness or foolish talking or jesting, which are not convenient, but rather the giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of our God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. I can't remember what I wrote down, but let me tell you right now, God spoke to my heart right there. It's vain words when somebody will stand in a pulpit and tell you it don't matter how you live, it don't matter how you walk, just so you've been saved, that's all that matters. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me carefully. The Bible is telling you and I that we ought to love sinners enough, listen to me carefully, to be different than what they are. To come out from among the world and to be a separate people. Amen. Touch not the unclean thing. Now watch this. Watch. Watch and stay with me just a minute. You say, preacher, I don't know and understand why you're so happy. Watch in verse number 7. The Bible said, but be not therefore partakers with them. Okay. Let me ask you a question. How many believes that if I know a drunkard, I ought to be a light and be a witness and I ought to love that drunkard? How many believes that? How many believes I ought to sit on a bar stool while I'm doing it? See the difference? Don't be partakers. You see the difference? You see the difference? Now watch this. I believe with all of my heart, this is the key right here. Watch this. Look in verse number 8. For ye were sometimes darkness. Everybody in this church does not have a wicked background. Some, thank God, were saved at an early age. Some have known nothing but purity and have known nothing but serving the Lord and have known nothing but the house of God. But I'm going to tell you this. There's a bunch of people around here, amen, that's been saved by the grace of God that used to fit real good in all that stuff I was talking about a while ago. And the Lord of glory that saved us ought to help us to love others, amen, that they might be saved by the grace of God as well. We ought to love the sinner. Love the sinner. I believe it's wonderful when a young person's saved. Wonderful. You say, preacher, why? Because not only is a soul saved, but a life is saved. Scars will not be there, amen, that are there in so many lives, my own included, amen. There's no way that I would encourage Olivia to walk down the same path that I walked down. Amen. The scars are deep and the memories will haunt you. But we ought to love sinners. Wouldn't it be wonderful if not only those that maybe have had a bad background, maybe those, well, let me just say this to you too. This will help you. If any man offends and keeps the whole law and yet offends in one point. So though maybe that was an individual like Louise that was raised in a Christian school and raised in a good sound church, hearing Bible taught and hearing Bible preached, the Word of God said that if he's guilty in one point of the law, he's guilty of all. Sometimes that's hard for us to admit and hard for us to see. But I'll tell you, that's what Holy Ghost conviction is. It comes along and don't just say you told one little lie. It throws the book at you and lets you know that he's holy and we're sinful. And we need him regardless of our past. The scars will be different, but the Savior is the same. The same Savior that saved me saved Louise. And the same Savior that saved us loves everybody in this community that's unsaved. A person may go to hell without walking in love. They may never walk in love. But a person will never go to hell without being loved. And if you and I walk in love, we'll love them too. I like this. We'll start seeing people instead of for what they are. Anybody ever have a problem with that? You look at them and bless their heart. 50 holes in their head. You know what I'm talking about, amen? But why do we have to see people for what they are? Why can't we just love them? I hugged a young lady yesterday just gently and told her, you know what Brother Wayne calls it, a long distance hug, amen? I just told her that we loved her, amen? And I told her we was praying for her. Because I believe if you walk in love, not only do you love the Savior, but I believe just as sure as you... Well, let me ask you this. If you walk with him, how many believes you'll love what he loves? And you'll hate what he hates? How many believes that? I believe that. I believe it's that simple. If we walk with him, how many believes he loves sinners? He left heaven, came all the way down here to earth, took on himself the form of a human, a body of flesh, a robe of flesh. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And he did all that so that they could spit on him, pull his beard, pull a crown of thorns down in his head, nail him to an old rugged cross. He said, preacher, that ain't got nothing to do with love. Let me quote a verse. Greater love hath no man than this. I like that old song that says, if that isn't love, the oceans dry. The sparrow can't fly, amen. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. What a Savior we have this morning. Our Savior, I want to walk with Him. I want to talk with Him. The old song, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me, is it not a blessing when He whispers, you're mine? I'll tell you something else He'll whisper. You're not mine. We never would have gotten saved, amen, if the Holy Ghost hadn't whispered, you don't belong to me. I believe with all my heart it'll cause us to love the sinner. Let me give you just a couple of things real quickly. Vain words, they're everywhere. But you and I, the Bible said, ye were sometimes darkness. Turn back to Ephesians chapter 2 for just a minute. I'm finished this morning. I'm going to uncouple right here. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1, and you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Let me say this to you this morning. Listen to me real carefully. There's two kinds of people in this auditorium. And it wouldn't matter if there was somebody from Mexico, if there was a black man or a black woman, there'd still only be two kinds of people in this service this morning. And that's those that the Bible said here who were dead in trespasses and sin. That's one category of people. We were. And here's the other category. They are. There are people that were dead in trespasses and sin, and there are people that are dead in trespasses and sin. Now I want to ask you, if you could be honest this morning, which one of those two are you in? Either we were, it's past tense, but thank God He loved us. Thank God He saved us. That's what we were, sometimes darkness. Can I say this to you? If this preacher ever forgets that, he won't be worth shooting. I can't afford to forget what I used to be, where He found me, what He took, picked me up out of. Amen. I don't want to forget that. Why? Because it would diminish the grace of God. I don't want to dwell on it, but I don't want to forget it. Now listen to me carefully. Either we were dead in trespasses and sin, or we are dead in trespasses and sin. You say, preacher, it can't be that simple. Yes, it is. It really is. And I believe in every man, every woman, every boy, every girl's heart, I believe down deep, 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 deep down inside, everybody knows which category they're in. Either I used to be, ye were dead in trespasses and sin, or you still are dead in trespasses and sin. You say, preacher, how come you're no longer dead in trespasses and sin? You gonna brag on yourself? No. You have He quickened. He came by my way, amen, and breathed life. Gave me an opportunity, amen, through Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost conviction. Gave me an opportunity to trust the Master, to love the one that loved me, to receive the one that received me. Beloved, this morning you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Watch this now, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Can you see in the message today, God is making a difference between children of obedience, walking in love, and children of disobedience. God is making the difference. God is making the difference. But those vain preachers, the vain words that come out of their mouth, it don't matter. Oh, yes, it does. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. You say, preacher, what happened Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, with his great love, wherewith he loved us. That's what happened. God butted in my life. Amen. I was doing my own thing, going my own way. But God, who was rich in mercy, justice called that night. I deserved to go straight to hell. But thank God, mercy answered the door. Mercy made it possible for me to be saved. I believe we ought to walk in love. In these evil days, because the days are evil, it's not getting any better. And if I understand the Bible, I don't believe it's going to get any better. The fabric of our society is deteriorating swiftly. Amen. Someone said this, and you can look it up. I heard it last week, and I'd heard it before. You can look it up if you'd like to. I'd give them credit if I knew who. But someone said, America is great because America is good. If America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. Does it disturb you that we are swiftly, swiftly ceasing to be good? Amen. Help us, Lord, in this evil day, because the days are evil. Walk in love. Walk in love. Well, that's a good place to walk, isn't it? Everybody needs to be loved. I walked by yesterday. I came out of the ICU unit. And Sister Lisa, that same room where y'all were sitting the other day, that consultation room, I just walked by and I just glanced over there. And it was obvious to me, their hearts were broken. There was a lady sitting there and her husband was 73 years old. And I walked right on by. But something wouldn't let me go through the doors. I turned around and I went back and I turned into the room. I said, is there something I could help y'all pray about? And this lady was weeping. She said, my husband just flatlined. He's 73 years old. I asked for his name and I wish I could remember it. We prayed last night, but we couldn't. That's all right. God knows the name. God knows the family. And I said, well, we're having prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We'll remember you all. The Holy Ghost said, that ain't good enough. I said, would y'all like to pray right now? And we knelt there and had prayer. And that little, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I felt like I was about a foot taller when I walked out than when I walked in. You say, that's your stinking pride. No. No, no, no. It's that I could walk with somebody that could stop me and make me back up. I get no credit. I get no glory for that. I've got my own place to go and somewhere to be. But thank God we can walk with somebody that could stop us in our tracks and cause us to back up and cause us to be a blessing to somebody else along life's way. If they ever get blessed, it won't be because of you. It won't be because of me. It'll be because of the one that lives in me and the one that lives in you. That's where the blessing will come from. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you this morning that we have the privilege, God, in these evil days to walk in love. God, I pray that my grandchildren would be able to see Papaw walk in love. That Miss Eve and my children would be able to see that we walk in love. God, that our precious people would some way be able to discern the pastors walking in love. God, I pray, help us all.
when we leave here today. Wherever we might be going, whatever we might be doing, help us to walk in love. God, I pray today that you would just use us. God, help us to be close enough to you that you could stop us. That you could steer us in the direction, God, that you want us to go. God, I pray today for those that are still dead in trespasses and sin. May this be the day, Lord. May this be the day they would have their sins forgiven. Be able to walk out of here knowing that they're walking in the love of God. God, I pray today that you'd help our families, each individual that's here today, Lord, to search our heart. Help us, God, that we might walk in love.